It's the 7th of June, and earlier today, David Cameron gave a very important speech on the NHS, outlining his five guarantees. As is Rhian Jones with TCI's preliminary view of what this means for public engagement. And although there were very many other interesting things in this speech, I think the thing that stands out is the fact that GP commissioners won't be able to commission just relying on their own judgment, and that the hospital doctors and the nurses, other healthcare professionals, have effectively convinced the government that they also have a contribution to make to some of these very sensitive decisions. But I think it's only a short step from acknowledging that to recognising that there are far more stakeholders than just the clinicians, and that the whole community is full of people with rather important interests in what happens to the NHS. So those people who have doubted whether the culture of public involvement that has been fostered in the last few years through primary care trusts, and also, to be fair, through hospital foundation trusts, whether that will survive these reforms, I think can now feel fairly assured that if they're going to have to widen commissioning to include the views of the clinicians, they will also have to take much, much greater account of all the other stakeholders. Because if the hospital clinicians can clamour to be heard, so can the rest of the community. You just wait and see what happens when difficult decisions are taken and the local community don't like it. So, in a sense, this is a positive step for public involvement, but of course, we will be looking very closely at the detail when that comes out next week. And we'll have an opportunity to discuss them in great detail on the 21st of June, when we are being hosted by our friends in the Birmingham Primary Care Trust, Heart of Birmingham Primary Care Trust. And maybe some of those who hear this might like to join us there. So this is Rhian Jones on the 7th of June with our views on David Cameron's speech earlier today.